Hello and welcome to episode number 22 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which was recorded today on the 25th of April 2006. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you all about the fantastic weekend I had. So if I start rambling on and on and on, I apologise. Because when I first started recording my podcasts, if I bought stuff, I used to edit them. But now I just think, well, you can't edit what you say in real life, so why edit what I say in the podcast? So, here goes. Anyway, this podcast will start from what I did on Saturday, which is, I'll just slip behind me to remember what date Saturday was, because I can't remember. It was, I believe, Saturday. Oh god, what day was that? Oh, the 22nd, anyway. This podcast is going to talk about what I did from Saturday. Anyway, I got up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, it's a bit lazy, I know, but I was just in bed and just honestly couldn't bother getting out of bed, so I turned on the TV and before I knew it, it was 2 o'clock. When I eventually did get out of bed, I jumped in the shower, had a nice quick shower, checked my email to see what junk I had, and then I went outside and gave the back grass a cut because it was getting a bit long again. And then after that, I washed my bike, washed my car, took the dog out for a walk. And then I had to get ready for getting going to work and also for going to see some friends living near Cambridge, which... So by the time you've done all that in, what, 3 hours, it's quite a lot to do. And then at the last minute I decided, well, I may as well take my bike with me, and then if it's a nice day on Sunday, we can all go out for a cycle. So then I got that put on the back of my car. And then, after I'd done all that, it was time to go to work. Work wasn't too bad, thank God. I'd had better evenings, but not too many staff wound me up, which is always good. And work, and then after work, I had great fun because, what did I have to do? Oh, yeah, because I took my bike with me. You want to leave your bike on the back of the car because you don't know who might nick it, so I mean, I had taken my bike off the car, so I had to go through all the hassle of putting the bike rack back on the back of the car, then putting the bike on the car and then all that. And then I had to drive from Peterborough down to a place called Waverley, something like that, anywhere near to Cambridge. So I got to drive on the A1M, which is a bit of road I've never really driven on before. And then the A14 all the way to Cambridge services and turn off there. I managed to find the village alright, but I couldn't manage to find the house. So I phoned to say, oi, where's your house? But he couldn't find me either, so I had to go back to the service station where he met me, and then I followed him to his house. And then when I got there, I got to say hello to his lovely boyfriend again. I was going to say sexy boyfriend, but I can't really say that. And then when I was there, we just sort of chatted and chatted, and he very nicely cooked me a nice pizza, which came from Tesco. I'm not normally a fan of Tesco pizzas, but it was very nice indeed. And we stayed up watching stuff on TV till about 4 in the morning, so we must have had a lot to chat about to stay up till then. And then we all went to bed, and then I woke up about 10 o'clock, I guess, which is a bit early for me, but I decided, oh well, I may as well get up and make the most of it. So once I woke them two up, we sort of soured and all that sort of crap, and what's the bits of the London Marathon for a while. Sorry that I'm going on and on and on. If I'm speaking too fast, I apologise. This is a bit... Anyway, once we decided, well, it seems alright, nice day, so we just take the bike out for a quick spin. So we went for a quick cycle from his house to a local nature reserve, which... It was a nice cycle, till one of them, as they do, got a puncture on his bike. For once, I'm glad it wasn't me who's getting a puncture, which is quite novel. Anyway, so that meant me and his boyfriend basically cycled back to the house to get his car to come back. But then we got to his house, we discovered we didn't have the house keys. But luckily I had my car keys on me, and since I had the bike rack sitting in the back of my car, as far as me taking my car back to go and get them. So we drove back, picked them up, and then once back at their house again, we sort of sat around, but had a drink, watched some more stuff on TV, and then decided, well, we must have gone to Cambridge, and they gave us a quick whistle-stop tour of Cambridge. Well, in Cambridge you went to Wetherspoons to have a meal, and let's just say, I don't think I'm ever going to that place again. The service was fucking, oh sorry, the swore, was absolutely diabolically awful. We ordered the mains, waited about, half an hour for it. Eventually that they turned up, quite nice, and then one of them ordered dessert. So we waited, and we waited, and we waited about 20 minutes past, 30 minutes past, we waited, and guess what? We still didn't get the dessert. So eventually we sort of basically got up and said that we'd had enough weight, and then we got our money back for the dessert. And after that we had a quick look around Cambridge, but not for too long, but it started to ring. So once we'd done that, we got back in the car and went back to their house. And then once back there, we sort of watched more stuff on TV than we watched a movie. What the movie was called, I can't remember, but I enjoyed it anyway. I'd seen it before, but it was still very good. Then we sort of chatted and stuff for more, and then before we knew it, it was about 10 o'clock, and decided, well, I better get going home. because then you had about an hour's drive in front. Was it 10? Actually, it might have been 9. I can't remember. Anyway, I had a long drive in front of me, so I had to drive all the way back home again. But on the way home, going to the A14, I took a bit of a wrong turn. So I just, luckily, it was like sort of next junction down, I was able to turn and go back on myself. But on the journey home wasn't too bad at all. Then once back home, I sort of let them both know that I was back home okay and thanked them for a fantastic weekend. And all going well, or maybe going down a bit next weekend since it's a bank holiday Monday, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, that was basically my weekend. I hope this podcast doesn't get too bad because it's the longest podcast I've ever done without having to stop it. And it's just under 6 minutes long. Anyway, I've gibbered on for long enough, so I'll say goodbye to now till the next podcast I do, which may not be for another week, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, till then, goodbye, and all have an enjoyable week. Goodbye.